Newsbreak podcast.
Bangladesh's disaster official Kamrul Hassan said the cyclone caused no major damage in his country, but landslides and floods are still hitting the area. Myanmar appears to have borne more direct impact, with the storm crashing through houses and cutting power lines in the western Rakhine state. Camps from displaced Rohingya were also ripped apart. Local media reported that a 14-year-old boy was killed by a falling tree in the state, while there were reports of damaged and collapsed buildings across the country. Electricity and wireless connections were disrupted, and that's across much of the state capital. And footage online shows a telecom tower brought down by strong winds as the cyclone approached. Videos also shared on social media showed roofs being blown off houses and billboards flying off buildings in Yangon amid teeming rain. Now, images from a nearby city meanwhile showed palm trees bending in the wind, metal roofing sheets being swept into the street, and a few people still hurrying to take over in storm shelters. The Myanmar Red Cross Society said it was preparing for a major emergency response. Authorities in Bangladesh have evacuated around 750,000 people ahead of the storm. The streets of Cox's Bazar emptied as the cyclone intensified, the skies darkened, the winds picked up pace, and the rains pounded down. Hundreds of people crammed into a school which had been turned into a temporary cyclone shelter. Mothers with babies, young children, the elderly and the frail packed into any available space in the classrooms, sleeping on desks and sitting under them. As many arrived at the shelter in rickshaws and on foot, they brought their livestock, cattle, chickens, goats, as well as mats to sleep on. They had come from fishing and coastal villages up to 2 hours away, making a difficult choice. People living in the area say they have lived through other cyclones in recent years and are resigned to the regular pattern of leaving their homes to the mercy of nature. Storm surges of up to 4 meters could swamp villages in low-lying areas. Many are now fearful their homes may be submerged. I'm Hussein Ibrahim, Newsbreak, Durban.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.